our thinking patterns. It's a good time of the year to be thinking about our thinking patterns. And perhaps we could even say how many of us have had certain patterns of thinking for a long, 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 long time. 20 years, maybe. 30 years, maybe. 40 years, maybe. I won't go any further than that because it'll start to reveal a number of things. But can you recall in the Bible when Jesus turned to a man and he posed the question? And the question was a simple one. Do you want to get well? Really simple question. But as we'll sort of unfold here in the next 10 to 15 minutes or so, it was a lot more than just that. It was a challenge to that man's thinking patterns, more so than the obvious question. As we know that man, and you've probably, that'll refresh your thinking a little bit, where that was situated. John chapter 5, verse 1. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew a Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, don't take any notice of the B there, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. This bunch of people were there waiting for the movement of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. And here's the catch. Whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of the disease that he had. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? Whereby we have a race to who gets in the water first. It's a funny system. It's a system that we need to sort of have a little look at. Travis, can you give us, please, the second little film clip? And I might get my friend Alan to dim the lights again as Travis puts this up. Only goes for about a minute, and it gives you an idea of exactly what happened. We just got to wait. Waiting, waiting. Hit the pool.
Wilt thou be made whole?
Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
Rise. Take up thy bed and walk.
Thanks, mate. Oh, dear. Did that get all the religious people backs up? He healed that man on the Sabbath. Oh, boy. He healed that man on the Sabbath. They were not interested that that man who had been around that pool almost 40 years and that miracle took place. They were more interested about the Sabbath, on what day of the week that Jesus healed that man. You think of that and you reflect on that and take that with you today, how religion can get a hold of a situation and religion gets a hold of it, and sadly, you have that example in John chapter 5. That guy was hanging out there for almost 40 years. And I started today, how long do we have this pattern of thinking for? Why was he there for 40 years, I might ask? Now, there's a lot of preachers throughout the world have been saying something along the lines, oh, he should have rolled in the water first. See, the whole deal was about that angel coming down, stirring the water. And a lot of people are sort of trying to explain it away. Well, he should have rolled into the water. He should have crawled in. Goodness, the guy couldn't move. He couldn't crawl in and he couldn't roll in. It was not possible. Because the first thing that would happen, someone would have pulled him out of the way and jumped the queue and got in first. What a system. What a system. And do you know what? To a certain extent, we've built those systems into our church structure today. Could have crawled in. Jesus asked him a simple question, do you want to be well? Now, I don't care whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. The simple question that Jesus is posing is, do you want to be well? He's not interested in how fast you can get into the pool. He's not interested in the angel coming down and stirring it and give you cute little paddling waves, is he? Do you want to be well? There's your question. Jesus is not interested. Who's going to put him in, pull him out? He just simply asked that question. And that's the question I want to major on today. Do you really want to be well? So before Jesus acted in that little movie clip and you saw him act and you saw what he did and the guy was healed, before he acted, before he did anything, he had to get the guy in the right frame of mind where he actually wants to be healed. He had to get that guy where that guy wants to be healed. And a lot of people have not taught that over the years and have said, oh yeah, that pool there and in you get, and the first one in, you get yourself healed. But what Jesus is saying today, do you really want to be well? He's got to get you in the right frame of mind. And that's the question coming out of the Word of God. You've got to be in that right frame of mind. Then some of this will start and work. And as we start to approach and work towards 2020, to see some of these miracles begin to happen, you really got to want it. You've got to be in the right frame of mind. And Jesus wants to get you out of your comfort zone. That whole thing, that whole little movie clip that you saw that went for about 1 minute, he wanted to get that guy out of his comfort zone. That guy hung around there for 38 years. 38 years. Now that's a long time to be sitting on your backside beside a pool in the hope that somebody's going to chuck you in first. But see, that was his mindset. That was what he was working on. I just hope some strong, burly person will come along and give me the left foot of fellowship and I'm in first and I'm healed. No. Jesus brought about a change in that guy's comfort zone and his mindset. And I think perhaps we need to really reflect on that for ourselves. It's easy to accept the condition that we are faced with rather than challenge the condition that you are faced with. It's easy to accept the condition you're changed with rather than challenge the condition that you're changed with. And this might not necessarily apply to healing. It could be family relationships. It could be a number of other things. It could be finances. And it could be so easy just to accept it. But what we're saying today through Jesus' word, he wants to challenge you. In the days, the weeks, and the new year ahead, he wants to challenge you and get a different mindset. And that mindset will prepare you for the realm of the miraculous in your lives. Do you know what happens when you're challenged? You risk disappointment. You risk some disappointment. That guy near the pool risked more disappointment in his life. And you've got to be prepared to accept something in your life and accept the challenge and even take on board the risks. And then you come back to me and say, oh, Pastor, I've tried and I've tried again. It's just not working. Maybe it's time to come from this whole thing from a different angle. Before Jesus can do anything, he has to heal your will. Before he can heal that foot, he has to heal, Rusty, your will to see that healed so that you can walk out of here well today. This bunch there by that pool were not rejoicing at the miracle. Rather, they were just critical of the wrong day stuff. And he had to fix all the BS surrounding all of this. Now, I'm not being rude there, but he had to fix all of the BS surrounding this. See, that's your dirty mind thinking of what I just said. Then it's got nothing to do with what it is. It was a broken system. Yeah. Look at them all. Look at them all. Now you're going to have to ask the Lord to wash it in his blood and get rid of this. It's a broken system. A broken broken system. I knew you'd probably... The guy says to Jesus that he keeps trying. I keep trying. Every time I try to fix this, something happens. Then along comes Jesus. Along comes Jesus. Bless you, brother. Jesus goes up there as well. Push it, yeah. I keep trying. Every time I try to fix this thing, something happens. Then along comes Jesus. That guy by the pool didn't even know Jesus. That guy was part of a BS system, a broken system, dominated by religious leaders wanting to let favourites in the water first, stuck in that broken system, stuck in the middle of a bad story. And some of us really, up to a long way, are the same. Got to remind you, you're not part of a defective system. You're not part of a defective system. You are not a defected creation. But we've created, as I started with today, certain patterns of thinking. And those patterns of thinking have been around us for so long and have put us in a situation where we find we have these comfort zones, and these comfort zones that we create around us don't challenge us. Because if you ask for the challenge, you risk certain things. I'm not going to do too much more today. It's warm in here and it's getting hotter. Eh? You just remember, out of those comfort zones, accept the challenge. And when Jesus changes the mindset, you're setting yourself up to step into the miraculous. Give Jesus a clap offering of praise. Trav, can I have some music to do some ministry with? Just wait, I might minister with a few, love. Yeah, we're making good time. Yeah. Come into the front row, Rusty, while that's getting set up. What is that problem you've got there?
Tendon.
A snapped tendon. Praise the Lord. Do you want to be whole?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I've changed my mindset.
You've changed your mindset. Well, in the name of Jesus, we speak to what we term as a snapped tendon, and every aspect of it is made whole and healed in the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus. And we command